I entitled today's sermonette, Can We Follow the Way? We realise that we need revelation of God through his faithful prophets and apostles to guide us in the way of righteousness. The prophet Samuel promised to the Israelites of his time in 1 Samuel chapter 12, 1 Samuel chapter 12, and verse 23. They'd insisted upon having a king instead of God's judges ruling over them. And the Israelites were having some concerns about having sinned in committing this wickedness. But Daniel reassured him in verse 23, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Eternal in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." There are many scriptures talking about the way of life that we should be following. As any wife will confirm when travelling with their husbands, let's have a look at Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Get this one out of the way, it's a little painful. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. "O Eternal, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps." Indeed, we need to pray the following verse, "O God, correct me, but with judgment, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing." There are many references to the way which our calling has brought us to, this way of life which impacts in every area of our life. Everything we think, say, or do. It is not just a collection of interesting sayings, some interesting historical notes. This is something which affects everything we say, do, think. We can only maintain this way, this course of action, with contact with God and the leadership, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. This way is variously described in God's Word. The way everlasting. Your way, O God. The way of salvation. The way of the Lord. A more excellent way. The way of truth. The right way. The way of righteousness. Let's look now at Matthew chapter 7 in verse 13 and 14. Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14. "Enter you in at the strait," in the King James, strait meaning a constrained, narrow way, gate. "For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait, or constrained, is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads into life, and few there be that find it." It's quite a powerful message. It isn't the broad, wide, easy way. It's a difficult way. It's difficult to maintain the course. We have to constantly be looking where we are going, considering what we are doing. It's not as simple as falling off a log or rolling down a bank. It takes effort on our part to be listening to the guidance we are receiving. We have found this way, but there is a very strong, very serious warning about straying from it. The Apostle Peter in his second epistle cautioned, "For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto you." If we let go of this way, we are in a worse state than if we had never known of it. It is a huge blessing to have this information, but it is something that we must treasure, must hold on to, not treat casually, not allow ourselves to be diverted. The scriptures following Matthew 7 warns about false prophets, in Jeremiah about the false shepherds. By their fruit you shall know them. It means we have a responsibility to constantly be awake and alert. We do need guidance. We do need the ministry. We cannot go it alone. But we must always exercise caution. We must never rely on coasting home on someone's coattails. We each have a responsibility to faithfully follow God's word as our minister faithfully leads us. Remember, Mr. Armstrong said, follow me as I follow Jesus Christ. That is how we stay in the way. It's not a question of rejecting the ministry. We reject people who are false. We do not reject people who are leading us in the right way, guiding us, and heaven forbid, correcting us, which of course we will all need at times. With God's help, may we keep to the highway of the upright, not stray according to the course of this age.